This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba moves to Balwatar from Budanil Kantha. Nepal Telecom claims no data stolen from its server and record rainfall in Western Europe causes rivers to burst its bank. Germany reports 80 deaths. Now, the news in detail. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba has moved to his official residence in Balwatar today. According to Prime Minister's Secretariat, he moved to his official residence in Balwatar from Budanil Kantha this morning. The outgoing Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli vacated the official residence of the Prime Minister on Wednesday and shifted to his private house after the appointment of Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba to the post of the Prime Minister. The meeting of the CPN UML Standing Committee has concluded at the Tulsilal Memorial Foundation building in Chasal, Lalitpur. Chairperson K.P. Sarma Oli had said that the CPN UML would play the role of an active and constructive opposition. Presiding over the Standing Committee meeting of the party, Chairperson Oli shared that the party would be active continuously for nationality, democracy and development. A meeting of the UML Parliamentary Party has also been called for 3 p.m. today. Leaders close to Madhav Kumar Nepal have remained absent in the meeting. The Nepal Airlines Corporation, NAC, is sending its wide-body aircraft to China regularly from July 21st to bring Verocell vaccines. According to NAC Operation Department Chief Deepraj Churachan, the supplies of the anti-COVID-19 vaccines from China would kick off from July 21st. Nepal is receiving the vaccines under the COVAX facility. Spokesperson of the Ministry of Health and Population, Dr. Krishna Prasad Paudel, said under the COVAX facility, it has been promised to provide vaccines to Nepal to be sufficient for 6 million people. The Nepal Telecom has said that the data stored in its server has not been breached through any attack and any hacker. The Nepal Telecom company had conducted investigation into closing the suspicious devices. Issuing a press release, the company mentioned that the media reports stating that the data in the Nepal Telecom server had been breached and put for sale are not true. The press statement reads, "The company is committed to protecting the data of its subscribers." The weather is predicted to be generally to mostly cloudy in the country today. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning at one or two places of the Gandaki province and Lumbini province today. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. At least 80 people have died and hundreds are missing in Germany after some of the worst flooding in decades. Record rainfall in Western Europe caused rivers to burst their banks, devastating the region. Belgium has also reported at least 11 dead after the extreme weather, which political leaders have blamed on climate change. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has pledged full support for the victims. Experts say that climate change is expected to increase the frequency of extreme weather events but linking any single event to global warming is complicated. The Australian state of Victoria, home to its second largest city, Melbourne, has begun a snap lockdown after two more local cases of the coronavirus. The latest outbreak brings the total number of virus cases there to 18. This is the fifth lockdown for Victoria since pandemic began and will last until Tuesday. Melbourne has largely avoided new cases despite an outbreak in neighbouring New South Wales, home to Australia's largest city, Sydney. But earlier this week, a team of Sydney furniture movers travelled to Melbourne, leading to a spread in cases. World Health Organization, WHO, has said Africa has recorded a 43% rise in COVID-19 deaths in the last week. Many countries lack oxygen, intensive care units and specialized staff. According to WHO, Namibia, South Africa, Tunisia, Uganda and Zambia accounted for more deaths. More than 150,000 COVID-19 deaths have been reported in Africa since the beginning of the pandemic. This accounts for 4% of deaths reported globally. WHO officials say a total of 450,000 COVID-19 vaccines doses have been destroyed in 9 African countries. Malawi, South Sudan, Liberia, Mauritania, Gambia, Sierra Leone, Guinea, Comoros and the Democratic Republic of Congo destroyed the vaccines so far. Out of a population of 1.2 billion people, only 8 million Africans have been vaccinated so far. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, top stories once again. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba moves to Balwatar from Budanilkantha. Nepal Telecom claims no data stolen from its server and record rainfall in Western Europe causes rivers to burst its bank. Germany report 80 deaths. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.